Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. The just will flourish like a palm tree, alleluia, and grow like a Lebanon cedar, alleluia. O Martin, in the halls of light, you shine a jewel sparkling bright. Come now to help us from above, and bring us tokens of your love. A pattern of God's love divine, you have been made midst all to shine. May every nation in you see the image of Christ's charity. By God's life-giving Spirit led, you cured the sick, the needy fed. Your kind heart warmed the orphan small. They called you Father of them all. With flame of charity inspired, obtain that we be strongly fired, by which more freely God above and neighbor too we hold in love. May charity, which knows no bound, in every one be always found, and Christ's same peace on all folks shine, redeemed by his same blood divine. All praise to Abba and to Son and Holy Spirit, three in one. May they at your request bestow on us their favors here below. Amen. Working in the name of Christ, Martin served the sick and poor, and lived his whole life in joyful poverty. Happy are those who love God and delight in the whole of Torah. Their children shall be blessed, strong and upright in the land. The households of the just will flourish. Their integrity stands firm forever. A light shines from them for others, for they are generous, merciful, and just. The good lend freely to others and conduct their affairs with honor. They never waver from doing what is right. Their justice is remembered forever. They do not fear evil news. With strong hearts they trust in God. Steadfast and without fear, they will watch the wicked crumble. Open-handed, they share with the poor. Their integrity stands firm forever. This strength will bring them honor. But hatred devours the wicked, who grind their teeth and depart. Their hopes all turn to ashes. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Working in the name of Christ, Martin served the sick and poor, and lived his whole life in joyful poverty. From a homily at the canonization of Martin de Porres by Pope John the 23rd. Saint Martin, always obedient and inspired by his divine teacher, dealt with his brethren with that profound love which comes from pure faith and humility of spirit. He loved people because he honestly looked on them as God's children and as his own brothers and sisters. Such was his humility that he loved them even more than himself and considered them to be better and more righteous than he was. He did not blame others for their shortcomings. He was tireless in his efforts to reform the criminal, and he would sit up with the sick to bring them comfort. For the poor, he would provide food, clothing, and medicine. He did all he could to care for poor farmhands, blacks, and mulattoes who were looked down upon as slaves, the dregs of society in their time. The ordinary people responded by calling him Martin the Charitable. Thanks be to God.
Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. God has chosen those who are poor in this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the reign of God. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Let us proclaim the greatness of our God, who has raised the lowly Martin, and through him filled the hungry with good things. My heart is radiant with the Lord, my whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let us proclaim the greatness of our God, who has raised the lowly Martin, and through him filled the hungry with good things.
By Martin's intense love for the needs and cares of others, he discovered God's goodness in all things. May we see God in everyone and in everything. By Martin's shining example of detachment from worldly and material pleasures, he was free to experience the holy in the ordinary. May we continually grow in awareness of God's grace in our lives. Through his practice of humility and poverty, Martin experienced the riches of friendship with those whom society ignored, despised, or relegated to the margins. May we open our hearts and our lives to develop and nurture genuine relationships with those marginalized or excluded. Martin used his training, his knowledge of herbs and medicines, and the resources of his Dominican community to extend healing and care for the sick and injured, humans and animals. May we use our training, gifts, and talents to build a more just, compassionate, and sustainable world.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God of wisdom and compassion, you called Martin de Porres to challenge with his humility, intelligence, and love the racism and classism that permeated the church and society of his day. With the help of his prayers and example, strengthen each of us to search for truth, to work for justice, and to build communities of compassion in partnership with others. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May God give us eyes to see God, ears to hear God, and hands to bring God's work into the world. May we walk with God and preach the word of God to all. May the angel of peace watch over us and lead us to God's eternal reign. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.